I think this should be could be possibly turned around by the government and used as constructive criticism by the courts, perhaps. You know, that gives them the opportunity to perhaps look at removing those opportunities for legal dispute by making sure that the approvals process is actually carried out correctly and thoroughly in the first place. I mean, as landholders, I'm quite sure that proponents and the government are fully aware that we certainly don't have the time and the funding to be investing in legal action with regards to environmental approvals. So I think at this point, if you could take away the reason for that legal action by completing the process properly in the first place, then you obviously will be acting in the best interest of all Australians, and there won't be these hold-ups.
But if someone or a group isn't directly affected by the development, do you think that it's fair and reasonable to let them have a say on a project, or should they be stopped from impacting on the future of a project?
Oh, I think if there is reasonable grounds, and if the process has failed in the first place, there is that opportunity. I can understand how frustrating it must be for the proponents with some of these legal actions. I mean, the outcome of the Adani court case is obviously not ideal for landholders either, because it's adding another layer of uncertainty to the timeframes and the impacts of the project on their businesses. But I guess, yeah, if the process is, if the process is completed properly in the first place, then there's not going to be this need for any legal action from any party.
Before, you said that you think it's important for third parties to be involved. Why do you think that?
I'm pretty passionate. Having been through this, not so much the legal side of things, but the EIS process with the GBK rail project, I'm quite passionate about the need for a third-party approvals process, because to me, I see a direct conflict of interest, obviously, between the government and the proponents preparing their own environmental impact studies. So I think that third-party environmental process needs to be based on true science, sort of not science that's influenced by emotion, revenue, dollar signs, or multinational corporations. I don't know if it's possible to get an unbiased approval system, but until there is one, then there is obviously going to be that need for landholders and third-party interests to review these projects, because there's clearly a gap in the investigations and the checking up of the information in these documents.